Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boogie check.
That's what they say, and there's that fine tone once again. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then stop what you're doing and give me a call at 312-981-7200. Remember, it is the Boogie Check of what? Right. The Boogie Check of life. So, whatever happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check, but it's up to you to put it there. Thank you. Thank you very much. As you know, Bob Surratt gives away a prize to the first caller he gets in the first half hour of his program from 5 to 5:30 in the morning. Gets the first call, gives him a prize, and maybe you know that I've ripped that off. Well, if you don't, now you're going to find out. First caller, 312-981-7200, gets a prize as I steal an idea from Bob. 312-981-7200, that's the telephone number. And I have a wonderful prize for that very first caller. And guess what? That means that you'll be number one. Mm-hmm. You can walk around tomorrow proudly saying, hey, guess what? First caller last night? Boogie Check? That's me. Let me tell you what I got. It's a moment of pride. Your family will look up to you. The neighbors will be wanting to come over and take a look at it. Yeah. You'll be the envy of the entire knitting circle. 312-981-7200. Oh, I believe there's something brewing. Do I feel it coming towards me? Hold on. I see phone lines. I see phones of green. Red roses too. Should I take that one? Who is this? Hey, Brian. Brian?
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
Not too bad. I've had a rough day, but so far, so good.
I'm sorry.
Not so far, so good. It's been a hard day, but you're making it better right now.
Well, thank you. Yes, I guess we are, because you were the first caller, and... I love giving these away this week especially. The desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're going to like it. Stay on the line and more information will be received from you.
Thank you so much.
Stay on the line there. Don't hang up so we can get the info and send.
Thank you so much. I think we're cutting out. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it. It's a Boogie Check of life. You know, stuff like that happens.
For sure. Rough. It's a very, very hectic night.
Yep. All right. Thanks for calling. Don't go away. Let's get to Peggy. Hello, Peggy. Peggy? Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Were you calling for the prize?
Well, I am a prize, so I deserve a prize.
Oh, my. Well, I can't
I'm
argue
just with, kidding.
I can't argue with that. not lacking
at
in
least
any...
At least they made you laugh.
Well, of course. And probably everybody else, too.
That's a good thing. We need laughter right now.
You better believe it.
Yes,
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Anything else you care to contribute while you're on a roll?
No, I'm good. I'll let you do the talking now.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, if you insist. Thanks, Michelle. 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number to get on the Boogie Check of Life. Coming up after the 8:30 news, we'll be talking to the founder of the annual Naked Bike Ride. Somebody had to think of it because I think it happens every year. Have we talked to... I'm a little confused now looking at the... You know what? Let's take a break. That's a great idea, John. And we'll be back on 720 WGN.
Hey, John. This is Yogi saying goodbye to you.
All right, then. You know, we need to relive those iconic boogular moments from the past. Back in the day, but now in the present with Jim Bohannon. Good evening, Jim.
Boogie check, boogie check. Ooh.
Snoopy the dog. Yes. Well, and good evening to you too, John.
Thank you.
Naked bike ride.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's been going on for quite a while.
I've heard it's quite a tradition, yes. And you'll find me working on the chain gang.
I don't even want to think about it, quite frankly.
Think about it. No, I don't.
It's an image.
Ugly situation. Let's look ahead to the splendid 1 a.m. hour on this very WGN radio station. Alan Dershowitz joins us. We'll be talking a bit about Andy Cuomo calling it quits and what all that means at 1:30 this coming morning. Well, Bill Pascoe will be talking about the Senate passage of the infrastructure bill, the word infrastructure being in quotation marks. And then at 2 a.m., Tim Pagliara joins us to take a look at the American dream of home ownership. Where does that stand today? He says it is in shaky condition. And so those are the very serious topics for the 1 through 4 a.m. hours right here on WGN.
Thank you so much, Jim Bohannon. We will talk again tomorrow.
Good evening, John.
Good evening, kid. Okay, 312-981-7200. The Boogie Check of Life is on the air. Let's go to Carl. Hey, Carl, how are you?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
Good.
This is Carl,
yes.
A.K.A. Little Jimmy Dickens.
Little Jimmy Dickens, okay.
Little Jimmy Dickens. Hey, John.
Yeah.
I hope that rain keeps up. You know why?
Why is that?
Because if it keeps up, then it won't come down. Okay, number two. Hey, you mind if I sing you a little song?
No, I'd love it.
Okay, I entitled this Delta Variant.
Okay. Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Delta Variant, what's that virus you got on? Could it be faded Pfizer from days gone by? And did I hear you say you're going to get sick anyway and join that big Lollapalooza in the sky? Yeehaw!
All right. Holy cow. I love it, Carl. Truly.
Four more words for you, John. Gort Klaatu Barada Nikto.
Yes, I know what that is. That's that guy with the helmet.
As my father used to say, it's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Yeah, was it hot? No. Yes, it was. What kind of heat was it? Usually it's like, oh, it's a dry heat. Not today. No, it's a stinking, humid, sweaty, horrible heat. Thank you for calling, Carl. All right, let's go to, oh, look who's here. Scoop. Hey, Scoop, what's the scoop, Scooper?
Hello, John. Scoop Jackson here.
Hey, hey.
How are you?
Oh, wow.
We missed an opportunity last week while you were away to actually update you on all of the happenings at the Olympics. And I just thought I'd give you an update. But I first wanted to say that how Tom really sounds different tonight. Does he have a cold? Or
Tom's on vacation.
He went
to Branson. Yes.
Oh, my. Well, yeehaw. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, all right. That's wanted to give you
That's Haley Boyd. Haley Boyd is what.
She's doing a wonderful, stellar job. Sounds good.
Yeah.
You're on the air. I mean, that's half of the battle, isn't it?
I believe that. I would say so.
I've always thought so. So just to give you the update on the Olympics, there were, I lost most of my notes somehow, but there was lots of running and jumping, and sometimes running and jumping together. And then there were lots of, there's swimming, and then lots of swimming and acrobatics. And I was surprised that it was so hot that there was no curling because you could use an indoor event with ice. So that was odd. But
I think they do that at the winter scoop. I think the curling occurs at the winter games.
Well, I may be there, John, because I was actually Saturday night. I went out to a sushi restaurant, and I think I got a bad blowfish and ended up in the hospital and missed the closing ceremony. And a matter of fact, I missed my flight back. So I'm still in Tokyo.
Wow.
So I wonder if, you know, you might be able to advance me a few bucks. Do you have PayPal or something could help me to get a ticket?
I would do that scoop, but I got a email from a king of a country in Africa who's being held hostage, and he needed $10,000.
Oh, so you that's know, sad.
Yeah, so I sent
well,
it
to for the king and for myself. Well, I'll keep trying to get back there, John, but it's a pleasure reporting on your show there. And
all right.
Carry on.
All right. Excelsior. Thank you, Scott. All right. Excelsior. Okay. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Earl. Hey, Earl, what's going on?
Hi, John. I just wanted to thank you and WGN for playing the encore performances last week. And I had a real good time with that. I had a couple of friends around. And when you were replaying the boogie check, and I happened to be on there, and I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And eventually they caught on, and they go, how in the world are you on there? They didn't realize it was a replay. So
it's magic.
We had some fun with that. Yeah, that was the one where you asked what kind of animal you'd be, and I said a bird, and then you said what kind of bird, and I said a parakeet. And some of my friends started laughing. They go, you really compensated on that one.
You see, this is not just a radio program. It's also a party favor. It's a multifaceted. Thanks for calling, Earl. You never know.
Thanks,
when
John.
You... Good talking to you tonight. And if this makes it to a repeat and you're listening to a repeat now, but you're not now because it's live now, but if you did listen to a repeat, if they use this one, I don't know if they will. But if you do, well, never mind. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number for the Boogie Check of Life. So, yeah, the World Naked Bike Ride Chicago will be coming up. And we will be talking to the founder. Yes? Yeah, organizer. Maybe organizer, not founder. Well, I'll find out. Organizer of the World Naked Bike Ride. Oh. My mind, you don't want to be there right now because naked bike riding is,
we used to see it
unbelievably uncomfortable.
It is, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We used to watch it every year when it came by our old home because it used to go right up Michigan Avenue.
Oh, I see. The old building where WGN used to be.
Yes.
Ah, yeah. It did? It went right down Michigan Avenue?
Yes, it did.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a news story that you wanted to cover? You get out there, man on the street, excuse me, you're naked. Can I have a word with you?
It was interesting. It's just that and the, what's the one that they do on the L?
That's in your underwear,
yeah,
isn't it?
But,
isn't it in your underwear?
Yeah, but it's like, just, I could never do that. It's like, no, uh-uh.
Well, I mean,
not a chance.
Which one, the underwear?
Either one, actually.
I could do the underwear one. I mean, you come on, you get on there with some boxers, you know, you do a layered thing so there's no peekaboo.
Mm. But the naked bike ride, no.
Well, we'll find out where, when, why, and all of the important answers to questions I haven't thought of yet will be coming up momentarily after your newscast, as a matter of fact. We're also going to be talking to the Morton Arboretum. There is a great program they're doing. We've had all this bad, bad weather, and it's been going on for a while. And I know that when the winds get going, at least around my house, you can usually count on a few tree limbs flying around. And there have been some more severe damage done to trees in communities by the bad weather we've had over the past few months, and the Morton Arboretum is going to do something about it. And I think you're going to find it very interesting. I saw an article about it in the paper today. And then I called my producer, Haley Boyd, who is doing her first producing job today. And guess what? Lined up a spokesperson. That's what it's all about, kid. That's what it's all about.
You know it.
By the way, in case you didn't know, Tom Hush, the normal, quote-unquote, in quotes, producer, is in Branson, Missouri for his vacation, probably attending his 10th tribute show for Three Dog Night. There's another show called 50 Years of Kenny Rogers, but he's only got a week. So,
well, hopefully he brings back all the spirit.
Indeed, yeah. And some nice stories and maybe a trinket.
We'd all love that.
I would love to get a trinket from Branson. I'm sure they have plenty, like a shot glass or perhaps a
keychain or something like that.
A refrigerator magnet in the shape of Missouri. You know, some of the really high-class stuff. It's the bottom of the hour. Let's get into the WGN newsroom.